sweetest friends, this year should be a special schus for Mars Hena Mary Bas Chana Lerufuasa Naomi Bas Tova Lerufuasa. And Gil Shoshana Bas Nechagitl, Adina Bas Sheva Bas Nechagitl, Simcha Ben Nechagitl, Chanaliba Bas Nechagitl, they should all have Bracha Batzlacha Bechol Mase Yedehem. We're going to be learning a very interesting question. Are you allowed to use a translator for Kabbalah's Geirus Bevezin? Somebody comes before the Bezin, he's from Africa, only speaks Afrikaans, the Bezin only speaks Yiddish. There's no communication, direct communication between the two parties. Can this Ger, potential Ger, bring a translator, who of course knows both Afrikaans and Yiddish, and use him as a translator before the Beis Din to speak out, verbalize his Kabbalas HaMitzvahs? So, Rav Nosson Gishtetner in Simen Ayin of the Lahoros Nosson, one of my favorite set of Sfarim, the 13th volume, he writes a letter to the grandson of the Stipler. The Stipler lived about a block over from the Lahoros Nosson, Lahoros Nosson on the Rehov Dvorah and Via Shalosh. I was in his house, Zochet, and Stipler lived over on Rehov Rashbam. And this is a letter to his grandson. I think there was Stipler lived on Rehov Rashbam Eser, and his son lived in Rehov Rashbam Esrim V'Shalosh. I was also there once to buy the Gilas Yaakov. So he writes, Bimea Mitzarim, this letter was written in the year 1998, in the 19th of Tammuz. Bimea Mitzarim, Yizrach Orli Yisharim. In the days of Mitzarim, Bein HaMitzarim, light should shine for those who are straight. Uvisocha malas kvodar rabagona, harif uboka yorif shalem, Moren Rav Moshe Zachariah Barzim Shlita, Neched Goyin Yisrael, Balak Yilis Yankov, the Neched of the Stipler. So, he had asked Akasha on the Lahoros Nosson in the 11th volume, in Simon Tzadi Zion, that the Lahoros Nosson Paskim, Nosson Gishtetner, that Kabbalah's Geirus Bevezdin cannot be done through a translator. Since Kabbalah's all mitzvahs begeirus, we require Davka Bifnei Bezdin, because it says the word Mishpat. Mishpat means that it has to be in front of the Bezdin. And if the Bezdin doesn't understand what he says, that's not considered Kabbalah's Geirus. There's no Shaychas between the two parties. That's on Kabbalah's Geirus. The Geirus has to understand directly and not through a Meturgaman. And on this, Rav Barzim asks from a Din in Shulchan Aruch Yeredeya Reish Chav Ches Siv Tes Zayin, that when somebody is Matir a Neder, he's now allowed to make a Shliach. However, the Ramah says that he is allowed to do it through a Meturgaman. The Shach and the Taz explain that since the Baal Din is standing there, it's enough to do it with a translator. So even though the Baal Din has to stand there, nevertheless a translator is enough. So why don't we say the same thing by Geirus? Let the potential Geirus stand there and let him do it through a Shliach. Let him do it through a Miturgeman, who, as long as he's standing right there. You're not allowed to make a Shliach when you're not there by Nidarim, but if he's standing there, he's allowed to do it through a Miturgeman. Let's say the same thing by Geirus. However, it would appear that we cannot learn from Nidarim to Geirus, because why Taka can a Noder not make a Shliach to be Matir the Neder? The Rambam writes, Shvuas Perek Vav Halacha Dalid, that he has to come before him himself, both a man and a woman. He's not allowed to make a Shliach to be Nishal al Nidro. So the Kiryas Sefer explains, written by the Mabit, that you know why he can't make a Shliach? It's only Din Derabbanan. Midar Raisa, the Chacham Ki Matir, even Shalom Bifnei Noder. Since he knows that he regrets making the Neder, because the Taras Chacham is like Hafaras HaBaal, and it says in the Torah, Isha Yaferam VaHashem Yislach La Isha, her husband should revoke the vow, and God will forgive her. And the Pasuk is talking about a woman whose Noder has been Nazir, and her husband heard, and he revoked it, and she didn't know, and she was mitame lemesim, so it's even without yediyasa the husband can revoke it for her. And we don't find the chiluk, says the Mabit, between Afaras Habal and Ataras Chacham, except regarding the Lashon, but otherwise there is no chiluk between the two. We see this far in the Ran and Nedarim, the name of Rabbeinu Shimshon, that afil below yediyas hanoder, the Chacham can be matir the neder. So to the Rosh there, so Beis Yosef, Yoredea, Reish Chof Ches. So based on this Kir Sefer writes, the Rambam also modes the Svar of the other Rishonim, and I know there, the Minatora, the know there, doesn't have to come himself before the Chacham HaMatir, just like by Afaris HaBal, and it's only Midrabban, and it's not affected by Yidei Shliach. However, in the Sefer Kiyos Melech Rav and the Rambam, Perek Vav, Melchus Furos HaLachadal, he asks on the Rambam, why can't he make a Shliach? Why is it different than Kol HaTorah Kula that he can make a Shliach? And he answers that L'chaoru would appear that it's only a Din Dirabbanan, and here he gives a Svar why? In order that he should be Misbayesh, the Noder should be Misbayesh, should be embarrassed, and not accustom himself making Nidarim. So this you saw that it's the Rabbanon is already in the Kiryas Sefer, the Kiryas Melech Rav reinvented the wheel. It was already, this Svara was already written earlier in the Kiryas Sefer, and Me'asmo, the Kiryas Melech Rav's Mechadish, that it's only in the Rabbanon, but he adds a Svara in order that the Noder should be Misbayesh. And regarding the very Kasha of the Kiryas Melech Rav, why shlichus isn't effective behetu nedarim? We can also say that al dibor peh, you can't have shlichus because it's begeder mili. It's mere verbiage. It's words. And on words, there's no shlichus, like the Chasim Sofer writes in Gittin Samach Vav Amid Beis, explaining the Ma'arit and the Tshuvas Chelak Aleph Simen Kuf Chav Zayin, that you can't be makdish al yedei shliach. The al dibur be'alma lo shayich shlichus. There's no shlichus on dibur, and therefore there's no hektesh al yidei shliach. So to ataras nedarim, which is dibur peh, shlichus is not effective. And according to this far, we can say the din of the Rambam that shlichus is not effective by ataras nedarim is midoraisa because it's mili, and mili is not shlichus, is not shayich. And nevertheless, the kiyas sefer, and the kiyas melech rav write b'das haRambam that it's only a din de rabbanan. And the explanation is, like we saw in Rabbeinu Shimshon in the Ran in Nedarim, that you don't need the dibur peh of the noder, and therefore shlichus is effective, because the chacham is matir even below das hanoder, and therefore the kiyas sefer was machriach that the whole ikar din of the Rambam that heter nedarim isn't affected by the shlichus, only din de rabbanon. And what would the svara be? Like the Kiryas Melech Rav, Kadeshi Yisbayesh, and the Yad Shol of Yosef Shol Notens in Zatzal, who was never Zochet to children, so it's good to learn Torah in his name. Simon Reish Chof Ches, Siv Kotten Chof Aleph, he writes, B'tam Rambam, why can't he make a Shliach Lehetter Nedarim? Because you have to specify the Neder and the reason for the Neder. And Ladas HaPrisha, the Chacham has to ask him why he did this, and therefore Shlichos doesn't help. Because the Noder himself, he can ask why he made this Neder, and he's not going to lie, because it's going to become revealed afterwards, and he's going to be embarrassed. He doesn't want to be found to be a liar. But a Shliach is going to say, no, that's what the Noder told me. That's what the Mishaleach told me, so he's going to find an excuse. But even according to this Svara, it's only Dinder Rabbanan Minatara, a Shliach is effective. Because we don't need the Amira of the Shliach. But it's only Midr Rabbanan that we're afraid of lying, so we don't allow it to be done through shlichus. So now we can say that dafka behetu nedarim and meturgamen is effective, since that the noder himself has to come before the chacham is only midrabban, in order that he should be misbayesh, or in order to ask him what the reason of his neder is. And for that it's enough that there's a meturgaman. But by geiris that we require kabbalas mitzvahs bifnei beizdin min hatorah. So it's mistaber me'o that if the beizdin doesn't understand what the geir is saying, it's not together Kabbalah Smith, it's Bifnei Beistin. They don't know what he's saying. It's a foreign language. They're in two different worlds. They're physically in the same room, but conceptually they're not, because the Beistin doesn't understand him. And we can also say that Bataras Nidorim, the Heter, is done through the Chacham. He is creating the Hatarah. And the Amir of the Noder is just a Gilui Das that he wants Hatara. And therefore, it's enough through a Meturgaman. But Kabbalah's Mitzvahs of a Ger, Lifnei Beisdin, the Ger himself is creating the Din Kabbalah's HaMitzvahs. That he's doing it in front of the Beisdin creates the Kabbalah's Mitzvahs. That doesn't help in front of a Meturgaman. The Beisdin doesn't understand him. So we have two reasons. Number one, the whole din of Heter Nedarim is that it must be done in front of the Beis Din is only din de Rabbanan. Why? In order that he should be embarrassed, in order that he shouldn't lie. But there it's enough that he's standing there and you can have a meturgaman. That's going to prevent the meturgaman from lying, and that's going to make him embarrassed that he shouldn't be ragil v'nedarim. So there you can do it through meturgaman. But by Kabbalah's HaMitzvahs, there it's mistaber that you need, which is min HaTorah, there you need the actual dibur of the ger directly to the Beis Din, so it's Kabbalah's Mitzvahs b'fnei Beis Din. Moreover, we said that by Taras Nedarim, the heter is done by the Chacham. He's the Iker. And just what the person says is just a Gilei Das, so for that it's enough to have a Meturgaman. Masha'en Kain, Kabbalah's Mitzvahs b'fnei Beis Din, there, it's the person himself who's creating, the ger himself is creating the Kabbalah's HaMitzvahs. So for that, a Meturgaman isn't enough if the Beis Din doesn't understand him. Now the Ritva says in its Chedushim to Gittin Mem Vav Amr Aleph that there's a Machlokas Rishonim if you're allowed to do Sheila Aidei Shliach, and he says that since it's a Suffolk, we go L'Chumra because Suffolk Min HaTorah, you go L'Chumra. So it's Mashma that according to those who hold Ein Shalim Aidei Shliach, it's a Din Torah, not like the Kiryas Sefer and the Kiryas Melech Rav that it's only Durabbanan. We can say that that's the opinion of the Ritva, that we're machmir that it's min HaTorah, and therefore we're also going to be machmir that a meturgaman won't work. There's a Yerushalmi that a meturgaman does work. You can't be matir adei meturgaman, but that already is explained by the Rivash in Simon Shin Ayin, that there it's talking about a case where the matir understood the language of the woman who is noderes, but the woman didn't understand the language of Rabbi Yochanan. He couldn't speak her language, and you can understand a language and can't speak it. So therefore he needed the meturgaman to say what he was saying. But when if you hold that it's min HaTorah, when the dayan doesn't understand the language of the matir, he can't be matir through a meturgaman. So that's if you hold that it's min HaTorah. But if you hold that it's only midrabanan, that you can't do it alidei shliach, there you could say pashut that a meturgaman is effective, and even if the dayan doesn't understand the language of the noder, a meturgaman is still good enough. And then we go back to our chiluk of the kir of the kiryas melech rav, that if it's only midrabanan, like we said, kadesh is bayesh, so there meturgaman is enough. But by kabbalas mitzvahs of beis din, there you need to come from the actual person. You need to hear it not from the horse's mouth, but from the ger's mouth. Because like we said, he's the one creating the Kabbalah's HaMitzvahs. The Beis Din has to hear it from him directly. You need Bifnei Beis Din. It's not considered a Beis Din if they don't understand him. So then it would be totally then our Shaila if Shlichus, if you're not allowed to be matir or neder ayde shliach, is only midrabanan or midaraisa, is midrabanan, or it's actually midaraisa. So if you hold it's midaraisa, so in achinami, a meturgaman is no good. But if it's only derabanan, then it can be done al yidei meturgaman. And then if we now extract that and apply it to our din of geirus, so geirus is daraisa. So if geirus for derabanan, that it has to be in front of the Beis Din, so maybe there's room to be makel. But that's a din daraisa, they have to hear it directly from his mouth. Just like if a meturgaman was no good, a shliach was no good by Nedarim. A Meturgaman also wouldn't be effective. So too, by Geiris, where you need to hear it from the Geirim and HaTorah, it doesn't work through a Meturgaman. And the fact that you can have a Meturgaman for Nedarim, it's because it's only a Dinder Rabbanan. And you don't really need the Noder himself. Therefore, Meturgaman is enough, Kadesh Yisbayish, like we said. But by Geiris, you need to hear it directly from the potential Geir, Din Min HaTorah. Why shouldn't a Meturgaman be effective for Kabbalah Samitzis Beveiz Din? That we require a basis for Kabbalah Samitzis is because it says Mishpat, like it's in Yevamah 46b, and it's like Dinei Mamanis. So it shouldn't be any greater than Dinei Mamanis. Also in Dinei Mamanis, the Tain of the Baalei Dinim can be through two Meturgamans, like the Kiryas Sefer writes in the 21st parak of Sanhedrin. And if you don't have two, it's enough even with one. Pischei Tshuva Choshen Mishpat Simin Yedayin Tivkot Yedbeis. So if so, we should say that also by Geiris, it's effective Al Yedei Tu Meturgamans. Just like by Dinei Mamanis you can have Meturgamans, so too, why don't we say that by Geiris you can have a Meturgamans? So the answer is that it's not a kasha. Because that it says by Dinei Mamanis Mishpat, that means that the Psak Din has to have a Beis Din of three. But the Tainas Baalei Dinim Bifnei Beis Din is not a Din D'Oraisa. The Iker is that the Beis Din should know the Tain of the Baalei Dinim, but there's no Din D'Oraisa that they have to make their Tainas Dafka Bifnei Beis Din. Only by Eidim there's a Din HaGadah Beveis Din, but not by Baalei Dinim. And that the Beis Din shouldn't hear from a Meturgaman, ideally, is because the MS becomes clearer when it's direct, like the Sma writes, but it's not a Din D'Oraisa. And therefore, B'dievet, below Efshi, you can hear through a Meturgaman. Kol Shekain in the mouth of two Meturgamanim. Since you don't need that their Tainas should be in front of Beis Din. Mashenken Kabbalah Samitzis Bifnei Beis Din, which is a Din D'Oraisa. There it says Mishpat Ksiv Bei. The Din Geirus is done through the Kabbalah Samitzvahs Bifnei Beis, and that's Likuva. And there it's Mistaber that it doesn't work with a Meturgaman. In other words, with respect to Dinei Mamanis, the Tainas of the Baalei Dinim aren't essential that it should be done in front of a Beis Din, as long as the Beis Din knows what their Tainas are. So Meturgaman is enough to transfer the information. But by Geirus, there it's a different story. By Geirus, it needs to be directly from the mouth of the Ger. They have to hear the Ger. They have to know directly what he's saying. And a Meturgaman doesn't help. And don't bring me a raya from Heter Nedarim. That's only Din D'Rabbanan. When we're in the realm of Dinei D'Oraisa, that Dinei D'Oraisa, it's essential that the ger be makabel mitzvahs in front of the Beis Din, there Meturgaman doesn't suffice. Masha Enkein. By Dinei Mamanis, there it's not essential that the Beis Din should hear the Tainas of the Baalei Din, as long as they know what the Tainas are. So for that, a Meturgaman's enough. Doesn't Shulchan Aruch have an Ezer Simakuf Samach Tes Seder Chalitza Seif Nun? But the Yavam has to understand what the Yavama is saying and what he answers. The Derech Amuna Hachos Bikurim Paragim Halacha Yud Bir Halacha Di Masal Vein Koran writes that even though by Kriyas Shemant Tefila you're Yotzei, even if you don't understand like the Mishnah Berurah says Kuf Tzadi Gimel Sharet Sin Seif Katan Gimel, that's because Kriyas Shemant Tefila you're not speaking to your friend, and therefore you're Yotze, even if you don't understand what you're saying. But by Chalitza, where they're speaking in front of the Zakenim, to the Zakenim, if they're not understanding what they're saying, then there's just no speaking to. ledaber lahasheni ain shayach klal im ain omevin. When the Yavam speaks in front of the Beis Din and he doesn't know what he's saying, it doesn't work. So he has to understand what the Yavam is saying to him, and he has to understand what he's saying back. But you can't speak to someone and not know what you're saying. When you're speaking to your friend, when you're speaking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, says Rav Chaim Kanievsky in the Derech Emunah, you don't have to understand what you're saying as long as you're saying the right words. When you're speaking to your friend, there's a conversation going on over you, you have to understand what you're saying. And not only do you have to understand what you're saying, you have to understand what the other person is saying to you. It goes both ways. The Yavam has to understand the Yavama and what he answers. When someone's speaking to you, you have to know what they're saying. So too by Kabbalah Samitzvahs. The Beis Din don't understand what the Ger is saying, then there's no conversation here. There has to be understanding. The Yavam has to understand what the Yavama says to him, and he has to understand what he's saying back to the Beis Din. The Be'er Heite writes, Evan Ezer Sifkat Lamites, Simukuf Samites, that the Rosh Beis Din explains to the Yavam Belashim Laz what the Yavama says. This is a set Nusuf that the Yavama says. Ain Yivmi, he doesn't want to marry me. So they explain to him in his language what she's saying. But if she doesn't understand, then if he doesn't understand what she's saying, then there's no conversation here. So it's like she's not speaking to him. So again, he has to understand what she's saying. He has to understand what he's saying to the Beis Din. When there's a conversation, you have to know what's being said. And therefore, by Kabbalah HaMitzvahs Bifnei Beis Din, they're not speaking to the Beis Din if the Beis Din doesn't understand what they're saying. So therefore, a Meturgaman is not effective. So that's the Maskana LaHalacha. You can't have a Meturgaman for Kabbalah Mitzvahs Bifnei Beis Din. So you have a nice Chiddush here that a person wants to become a Ger, and he only speaks a language, but he can't find a Beis Din that knows this language, some real Goyisha language that no Jews speak. So there's no Beis Din that knows that language. So he has to learn a language that the Beis Din understands in order that he could say it directly. Or at least learn how to say it in their language. They'll tell him, you say, Ani mekabel mitzvot b'fnei ha-beidin. I am accepting upon myself the commandments in front of you guys. So, he knows what it means. He could become a ger, and shalom al Yisrael, he could become a Yisrael. In the next siman, in the Laharis Nasan, in Siman Ayin Aleph, there here he touches upon one of the most controversial questions of our day. A ger's mekabel mitzvot b'fnei beis din, but he knows full well that he wasn't miscavving the Kabbalah and mitzvahs. What's the status of this geirus? So Kabbalah and mitzvahs beger is ma'akev b'di'evet, according to most poskim. Lahoris nasan chelak gimel simin pe gimel, also chelak hay simin samach beis. So writes the Tzur Yaakov simin chav dalet simin chav zayin, a lot of poskim. And if he only says it verbally that he's mekabel mitzvahs, but he doesn't mean it, you can't say dvarim shebelev ein and dvarim like some people want to say, and the Kabbalah is the Kabbalah, because here the ikar is the machshav and the kavana, and there dvarim shebelev or dvarim. If you don't have machshava, you're lacking the ikar. Rabbi Kiva Eger tshuvis chelak alef simen chav gimel, person's mevatel chametz, and he didn't mean to be mevatel chametz beemes. It's not effective, because lashon bittel is not lashon hefker mamish. It's a gilui das to say that's what he was thinking in his heart, that it's offer ba'alma. And if he doesn't want it, the bittul is nothing. Chedushei Ksav Sofer, Gittin, Chav Gimel Amid Aleph, being the Yashiv, the Kashiv, the Chacham Tzvi, and Simen Aleph, why by a Goy is he possible Ksivas Haget? Because the Daikdei Tenavshe Ovid, that he's not writing it Lishma, why don't we say Dvarim Shebelev Lo'avei Dvarim? And the answer is that if it's a Dvar that's totally Bekavona, Maisa without a Kavona is not a Maisa there, we don't say Dvarim Shebelev Einim Dvarim. Since he has to be mechavein lishma, that's the ikur, and the guy is not mechavein. So he's lacking kavan, it's not effective. So too kabbalas mitzvahs, that's an ikur agaris, like the Rambam writes in Perak Yud Beis Meisur B'Alachi Yud Zayin. V'chol akum kulam mishis garev yekavu aleim kol mitzvah shebetora rein ki Yisrael l'chol dover. So you could do mila, you could do tefillah, but nevertheless he has to have kabbalas mitzvahs. And it's pashut that if he doesn't mean it, it's not Kabbalah's mitzvahs. Famous tshuva of the Beis Yisrael, Yitzchak Shmelkes Yoredei Chelik Beis Simen Kuf, that if he's not Mekabel B'Lev, all the mitzvahs, he's not a ger, even B'di'evid. So then, that solves that issue. Now there's still room to say that when the ger knows in his heart that he wasn't mechaving to be mekabel mitzvahs be'emes, even though klapei shmaya he's not a ger and he's allowed to be over on the Torah, nevertheless the Beis Din should still punish him if he's over an avera, because he's not neman to say that he wasn't mekabel mitzvahs be'lev. And in the day of Elam Hashem arose, they don't know, so maybe they should still punish him. So the answer is based on a pnei Yeshua and ksuvas kontrasachor no zayin beis, that you can only punish somebody when they're mekabel hasra. And this person, by saying that I never was really makabel mitzvahs, so when he was makabel mitzvahs, that's like hasra, that he shouldn't do this avera. But here he said, I was never makabel mitzvahs, I was never Jewish. So any hasra I was given was nothing, because they could have given me hasra, but I wasn't Jewish. So how can you give hasra to somebody who's not Jewish? So he said he wasn't Makabal Hasra. There's no Kabbalah Hasra. There's no Onish. There's only an Onish where there's Kabbalah Hasra. He said he was never Makabal Hasra because he never became Jewish. So the warning isn't a warning, and therefore the Beis Din can't punish him. No. This is obviously a very, very broad topic, and we just touched upon it in the Meturgam, and we went deeper into that topic. And we should talk about Zocha, Lil Modu Lil Lamed, Lishmor Velasos, Vilakayim is called Divrei Sam Torah Soviahava. Amen, the Amen. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.